I have marked off the Mipnei Kol HaMesechta Molala. Yeah, Hayikara Zu Mesechta Zavis, or what? Yeah, right. Okay, so here, so he says over here the different the inyanim that Chazal said over here that are shayach to what's called Milah Hasidus. Mipnei, Mesechta Molala Yikari Mesechta Zavis. Asher Mesechta Zu Nichol Kol Diver Musa Vumata Kamus Ava Eichos. Ad Shom Perek Hameniach Amem Yehuda Man Debodam Ava Chasidah L'Kai Mildan and Zikin Rava Mila De Ovis V'Amila Mila De Brochis Ad Kan U'Masha Sever B'Yehuda Shachsidah Stel Mila and Zikin V'Rava Sever Shachsidah Stel Mila De Ovis U'L'Amila Mila De Brochis. So you have three different shitas here, what exactly is the Mila Chasidah. U'Piris Zeh Kishloish, I think, did we talk about last time the different Shleimus? We did, yes. So we spoke about the different Shleimus and the Ashayich, and we spoke about the Adam to. Okay, so briefly, he said there's three types of shleimus a person has between himself and Kadosh Baruch Hu, between himself and other people, and himself minei obey. So v'sav Rabbi Yehuda, the man the burden of a chassid al kai milud and zikin shaligrim hezek lezuz me Adam. So he holds milud and zikin because that's something that is goyrem, it's something where it interferes with the kesha between the chelkei abriya in terms of people. Shem emekayim davar zeh v'grems l'aseh hezek eino asher nekra chassid. Olekach man debolem av chassid olekayim milder nezikin. V'lo yomar sheyigmol chassadim yitein tzedaka. Shevad eruah lasas hatoiv zeh l'aseh. Ve'ein zeh mor l'chassidus eseira. Al kshaniza b'mila nezikin afi mein oisi b'dayim klal, rak kshaniza shalo yagia hezik v'ral zosib gramosa adei shal nizai behezik, zeh chazit gamo. So he says here an incredible chiddush, which is really, really interesting. First of all, the point he's saying over here is that the measure of a person's chassidus is not how much good he does to others, it's how much he refrains from doing bad to others. It's something which is a little bit hard for us to understand. We're not used to that type of mahalach. Mechatesa. And so the answer is, in as much as we are doing any hezek to somebody else, in that sense we're causing the stress in the Bria. It's something which the Bria is lacking because the elements aren't fitting together. This is something which is it goes to the sheirish of what is the shleimus habriya. So chesed is nice, it's good, but what goes to the heart of the chisaron of different pieces. So let's give an example, a simple example. In a human body, the pieces, it's not that they do chesed with each other, but one thing is clear, they don't get into each other's way. The varim, in no part of the body is allergic to another part of the body, or else it wouldn't be around anymore. The person would not be around anymore. Anything which has in itself a nekuda of staring something else is automatically not part of one thing. So it's the staring of something else, which is the lack of it, which determines this nekud of chassidus. One, two. Olerav adam lekayim milah davis kloima sheikach chassidus bezeh kashu ish sholem beatzmoi v'amidus tevis em shleimus atzmoi v'sava rava ki yisur sheikach chassid v'ashehu sholem beatzmoi davar shengil atzmoi ka yisach chassidus. So here he says another point. We're used to thinking of Mesechtas Avos and Midas as being a shleimus to other people. You know, it's not so pleasant to be around with somebody who gets angry, upset, not noich lebrias, and all these things. And therefore, it is
that a person should be somebody who is a balmitz. The chief is certainly the way the Rambam explains it, gives us the picture. That's bichlal not what the gidrei midas are. Midas are the arrangement of a person's mohus around the mahalche das. The Rambam in Hilchis Deis is what he calls midas. The etzem, if you look at it, it's all about controlling what you are doing or how you're reacting based on your das. The Rambam's point is that no midah should be allowed to become a person's final mahus. What's needed is the person's das should be shoiled and everything. That's a certain shleimus in the person himself. When a person doesn't have control over his self, and it's something which the person is not shoiled himself, then that's a chisaron in the person mitzaratzmoy. He's got bits and pieces. The bits and pieces don't function well together. That's a giroyan in the person himself. So when you have this type of when you have the, a person who's sholem in avos, it's sholem mitzaratzmoy. So I think this is a piece that's really a chiddush that people wouldn't understand. Mila de brachis is between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mila de avos are really internal shleimus. A tzuras adam, in order to be a davar shleim, needs to have all the pieces in the right proportion, right place, right time. So when a person gets angry, shaloi kishura, when a person is apathetic, shaloi kishura, when a person is this, that, the other one, that's all lacking in his own primis tikkun shleimus. And midos comes to be misaken that. It's very, very different. We always think of midos as a bein adam l'chaveiro. That's the lesser important part of midos as midos. Bein adam l'chaveiro is nice, but it's really about the person himself. Finally, ulamil alekayim mila debrachis hu ashleimus ashlishi shusholim im boirei levarach shmei tzvar kol dova v'dova ve'ein shen shemayim mesulik me'itoi. So the third one we said is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bria, there was a certain breakaway from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the person himself, that the world has its own mitzias, and everything is what it is because it is what it is, and we're lacking the tefis and avana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind it. So Mila de Brachas really is it's a hachraz of sorts. It's a chibur back again of Adam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it is. Of the Briat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what I do is, and it's exactly like Gemara says, I'm Meichel Shem Shemayim on it, it's Mi'ila without it, because whenever I take something from Kodesh that doesn't belong to me, that's an Issa Me'ila, that falls in the Get of Me'ila. And my tikkun for it is that I reinstitute it, I'm mishayach it again to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's its tikkun. So the tikkun of Brachis is klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nituk from the world. And it could even be, says the way he's explaining it, that they're not even being choylik. Ma'am achara, ma'am achara, le pligi. Ka odam in a yushlam atru chosid gom le gilin var meilu. Shashlim odam boiri. Vim zulos in odam yashalom yatme gamkein. Vozu shalom le gamri. So each one is really saying a different angle of what it is shleimus. But all three shleimus, and each one talks about a different slice, different cross section. But all three shleimus are really needed to be shalim. Ve'im ki yesh az oydav muflik mechachma muchal pir shamanu. And there's something here also, something muflik bechachma. The
they're going to say now. Ki odem ish begimel chalokim, haguf vanefesh vaseichel. This is very, very famous. The guf means the body and the physical drives and desires. In other words, the taste of a good piece of cake, that's guf. Nefesh in the Maral's lashon is are kochos like ambition, greed, jealousy. They're sort of kind of emotional type of inyanim. That's what he calls nefesh. Vaseichel are things that come from dea, you know, what's good and what's right and so on. Rabbi Yehuda chsidus hu sheyesh shalom b'nafshei. V'zeh kishmiras hanezikin shlo yase davar ra. Kenezokin ro legamri kein davar toiv v'dov hano yesh b'nezikin. V'loik moshach hatoim sheyesh l'odom hano b'hem. Av nezikin sheyim nezek ein lon shum toiv hano b'hem. Nezikin, a person who is a mazik. And it's one thing when a person steals. So beseder, so stealing is big. I want the money. You're going to have to suffer laws if I want the money. Okay. But when my problem lies just in the world of nezikin, I have no hana. But you're doing it just out of the pure riches of your heart. It's kind of, you don't care about other people's property or anything like that. That's when there's a sheirish of ra in his nefesh, and ra, ibadakal, is a nefesh. The guf itself is a guf, so even though it has taivis and stuff like that, but that's never past the level of a guf. There's the seichel that he calls neshama, which doesn't have any ra to it. It's kulay toiv, and then you have the nefesh, which in a sense is all in the person's emotional drives, or I don't know what word to use for it, all the inyana that a person is trying to do, and so on and so forth. That's when mazik is chal. The person could be going around and his ambitions are getting away with other people, but the person has a burning urge to move, to succeed, to so on and so forth. Things that are bad enjoy the bad. There's certain types of people, they like gory sports, bullfighting and boxing and wrestling and all sorts of things that the person, it's because the person has a nature of ra to himself, that he's nimshach to ra. Moirish and Afshem Suluk Minerali Gamri, Ad Shashmiras and Ezekin Vyoise, or Shashmir, Shabakik Askanara, Dopesh in Hanot Elspoy, Moshe's Nafshash in Efeshra. When a person draws back and is very careful with himself not to be Mazik, that shows a Nakud of Toiv. Bezer Shamashi Zob Milan Ezekin. Those things that a person craves and he takes them, even if they happen to cause a hezek, but his main point is this personal taiva. Avodava she'en la'no, k'ma nezikin, she'en b'em la'no klal, ein el nefesh ro ba'atzmoy. V'kashe yase hezik nusulose, lafikach oma she'izor b'mile de nezikin, v'dov zeh mevuha. Olarav v'mile de avis, why? Sheheim divrei musa, hamiyasas aguf shalodom, kimoches boy lemaylo, kizet yina musa. Let's explain a second about the guf part and so on. The reason why he's jumping that conclusion, why he's saying that the musas made the guf, goes in line with what he said before. That when I talk to a person, the harshness of divrei musa. If I tell somebody what you're doing is absolutely terrible, it's unthinkable, and so on and so forth. So what I'm doing is I'm trying to get the person's guf, which is the part that's taking him away from the toiv, I'm trying to wear it down a little bit with the pressure. So the Musar means to push somebody, to press somebody. It's like it hits somebody, but you're not hitting everybody physically. You're just kind of being mashpi on them. So b'meila, if a person is on top of his guf and he's misalik the pesach guf, that's a mila chasidus. Olikra mil de brachis davazeh mitzad aseichel asher mevukesh lo v'tidbak bo yisparach. Noisim brachei lov ala koil, v'zeh advekus by Yisparach. So he says, "Asha advekus Yisparach hu bakoshas haseichel, mashi Yisparach harbe." V'kasha odom hu noisein brach ala koil, haseichel shem mevakesh advekus by. Olkach noisim brachei lov tamid. So he says the following. It's a very fascinating insight. Ve'eldva amukim oid ve'en kamakim zeh. He says over here, "V'kasha odem leisim brocha ala koil, haseichel shloim mevakeish advekus bayit." That when a person gives a bracha, he's expressing a desire for advekus. Let's just explain it a second. The reason why a person makes a bracha, so on one level of it, it's an expression of a certain emes that he sees without any clear agenda. This like this, this like this, this is bari pre'eitz, bari pre'adama, shahakol, and so on. But Bipnimius, he says, the person himself is expressing a certain bracha over here. The person himself, what's his teichen is expressing? He's expressing a kesher to Ribbono Shel Olam, and that is why he's expressing it. Let me give you a mashal. Imagine I see you, I don't know, doing something important like playing a good game of basketball. So I can look at it and say, you play nicely. And that's my hairocha as a non-professional basketball player. But if I walk over to you and I say, David, that the game that you played now was amazing. So what I'm telling you is one thing, but why am I telling it to you? Why am I pointing it out to you? So the reason is only because I'm looking for a friendship. I'm going to create some sort of level of a bond. The when a person is mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's an expression of an emes that this is true and this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on and so forth. But why am I walking around brachning all day? Why am I walking around and saying this? Why? The teretz is because there's an attempt on my part to be miskasha to Kadosh Baruch Hu, miskasha to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when a person says kasha adam neisim bracha lakol haseichel shel mevakesh advekus bo, his seichel wants to be mistabik, or he might mean like the Rambam, where the Rambam says that what causes a person to want to be toiv is when the person
sees a Kadosh Baruch Hu's the Keter Derech Lavasei is when a person sees remarkable Godless Abriya, and he would very much like to become part of it. Echshlo yeh, because ha'adam hu anoisein brocha lakoil aser shem vakashat veikus boy. So when the person says out the milus, then the person is demonstrating a rutzen for some sort of kesha at veikus. Well, the kachu noisim brocha lof tamid. So here I explained the brisa of the different of the different halakim of what's called Miller Chasidus, and it's just a case of each one. Umipnei kishisha siri mishna behem divu chachamin alochis asha shachal mitzvah of Torah lizulos there. Hine yachtav yichadu mesechus zudamiran musrim shiruyim al odam latsay sumash lo yasa. So he says, since we talk about what a person ought to do, what a person ought not to do, so we also need to. They made a mesechta concerning these type of inyanim. B'zinamish shechibur makasa biyachad mashama kiner mitzvah torah v'derechayim terechus musak mashabarnu. Ok mashama lishmas terechay tzachayim derechus derecheretz tzachayim zu torah v'shemak nerecheretz torah. Behem shnei madreges zu al zu. Nitla echad b'sheni, commercials by the service barach etzem in derechatz in Torah, lekach shadu b'musa halachas. So, being that halachas and musa are not really separable, so therefore the Tana is telling us the is telling us the two inyanim, and he's telling us here the Mishnayos are giving us the inyan of derech eretz as it is when it's bound up with Torah. The citizens are mesecta by themselves, idiots by themselves, but zor. But zor lo says tam lo mesecta mesecta zoyis mesecta zor kum lo mesecta acha. Avol dov zeh ki kol divrei musa shem yases acha miyasoyis bedin shekach yaseh v'kach lo yaseh. Bechol shu kimoy din shayach aser nizikin shesham sidru kol dova shetoyla bedin. Va musa gam kimoy nesed din kei sofik divrei toy chochas emidus hadin. So he's explaining over here that the Musa is also a divrei teichach, as he says, are b'midas hadin. The teichach itself is, I'm calling, what I'm doing is, I am testing your asiyah and what you did. No, this is good, this is not good. I'm basically being shayfet your meisim. I'm saying the way you davened is not acceptable, your learning is not going well, and v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. So those are all things that are a form of mishpat and so on. What I'm doing is I'm laying down the law on you, and I'm saying what you're doing is wrong because of this, because of this, because of that. Musa gam kein bemidas hadin, kein sofik divrei torah bemidas hadin v'oid, ki kol divrei musa shiderech eretz, aseichel noisem das mechayv davazeh, v'davazeh bemidas hadin. Here's another important knach. Every divrei musa is being given with some sort of mahalach of it makes sense, you should be listening, and so on. So he says, the it's something which the seichel, divrei musa needs to be applied to somebody so that his seichel will agree to me. If the person has a shaila whether or not he agrees to the musa, then we don't have any musa. If the person feels any option that there are any things that are not pashut, v'adozim midestim v'ilkach omru shekodem derech eretz atorich of abdairis. So he adds another piece here, and this is worth maybe spending a few minutes on. The musig of
what he says over here, Hasech Hadas Mechayef, Hezek Moedin. When we talk about different phenomena happening in the Bria, we have one or two of two ways to describe it. I can describe something as muchrach, and I can describe something as not muchrach. Whatever I describe the Bria as muchrach, that's called Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin knows no quarter. Midas Hadin is exact and firm in its decisions. It's a metzias. That's Midas Hadin. If I bump into a brick wall, even if I say I'm sorry a dozen times, it's going to hurt the same way. It doesn't make any difference. So he says, "Ubevare Midas Chassidus the Fisher Hadin." So it, since it's not, it doesn't have any other svarim, so there's nothing that In this sefer in Ovis, that is, you can say it says mefurish. This is what you have to do. It all sort of falls in that crack of it's good, it's important, it's right mitzaratzmoy. But we don't have a clear mahalach over here of how it's chayibitin or not. But it's seichel's mechayibit. So he says so b'meila he's a chassid because even though these are things he should keep, the chassid means I'm not dependent on a mefurish halacha someplace or other to keep this din. I'm shayach to the din, even mitzaratzmi. So it's not really a. It's not a chreach mitzad tzibur Torah. It is a chreach mitzad. My mitzvahs. If I dehair right and wrong, then it's a chreyach. Va'akach sidru b'zach tzavod ezorik oiv avazoy yitzim midas ha-mishpat. Lav lehim acherim shem toiv lo yi'ilu. V'dov azay du gam levonim eich avad ezor yitzim min adin. Avad ezor is something that it happens when you move something out of its makom. It's like it says that they looked at the eagle and they sort of pushed it aside mentally. That's where they. Well, the kachas you saw say igashal zohav, or loyishal kesef, because it was a zohav is always midas adin. The ched had shas nedin. Gamos egel shu parak kish shem maka mishpat shem yotzimena. So Gaponim says all these inyanim of nezikin are shayich to this over here. He says all these averes is the yitziyim in adin. So the marshal. Avodah Zorah is when you fakrum, you give koyach to an entity that has no koach. Anytime when you're being over generous, which means you're seeing a koyach that doesn't exist, that all comes from din. Okay, any question?